Each healer is an individual who will bring a personal touch to the healing act. However, we do suggest a framework to guide you. It is a style of healing which looks as good to the observer as it feels to the recipient. The healing act begins with the healer standing behind the seated patient. We will assume that introductions have already taken place and that your patient is relaxed, receptive, and aware of the nature of spiritual healing. You will have told them what is likely to happen and how they will know when you have finished.
So, your client is sitting with both feet on the ground, with the hands separated and palms turned down towards the ground, resting lightly on their thighs, sitting comfortably with a straight spine, relaxed, deep breathing, and with the eyes closed to remove themselves from the visual stimulation. And you are standing behind them, hands relaxed by your side, preparing to mind the gap, feeling the feet on the ground, feeling the earth underneath them, perhaps bending the knees slightly. And now, as you feel that connection with the earth, perhaps with the roots growing down into the earth, let your consciousness stretch upward to the highest aspect, to the creative source, perhaps seeing that as a spiritual sun, and drawing that light down through you. Feel the radiance of that light passing through you into the earth as you attune to the healing source. And as that energy flows through you, so let it radiate out from you. Let it form a creative, protective space around you, an enlightened space in which you will work, a protective space in which you are centered. And so now lay your hands gently upon the shoulders of your partner. And at this point, ask for permission that you may work together. Ask for permission at the highest level that you may channel the healing light. And perhaps see the light flowing down from the source through their crown, passing down through their body into the earth. And you wait with your hands upon their shoulders until you feel that you are in tune, until you feel that you have permission to work. And sometimes it's a knowingness. Sometimes it's a change in breathing pattern of the person that you're working with. But simply wait in this position with your hands resting gently on their shoulders until you know it's time to work.
Do be careful at this point to keep the touch very, very light.
And so, within the protective space now, within the radiant light that surrounds you both, raise the hands above the crown of your partner's head and acknowledge the light that is flowing in from the creative source. I choose to work with palms upturned, recognizing that the light flows from the source, and I am merely here as a reflector. But many healers will choose to work with the palms facing the crown. It doesn't matter. Work in the way that is most comfortable for you, and just feel that flow of energy reflected from your hands or flowing through you and radiating from your hands.
It is important here to keep a reasonable distance from the crown. It's extremely uncomfortable to have hands very close to the head and can cause a pressure, so keep the hands up at a distance.
And if you wish to gently move them closer, further apart, just sensing the flow of energy, attuning all the time to the source. And when you're ready, move to one side or the other. It doesn't matter if you move to the left or to the right, but have your front hand a long way in front of the brow. Some people are very sensitive at this point. And in this position, once more, renew your attunement to the source. Feel that energy flowing through you into the earth. Be aware of the flow of energy through your heart center, and observe the flow of energy between your two hands, arranged either side of the brow chakra, moving the front hand slowly in or out, sensing the energies there. And when you feel you have come to the right position for this moment, moving the rear hand in or out, feeling the flow of energy to the front, to the rear, just attuning to the source and allowing the healing light to flow. Next, we come to the throat center, placing the front hand a little way in front of the throat, the rear hand behind the neck, remaining attuned to the source and aware of the flow of energy in and out of your partner's energy center, moving that front hand in or out to the place where you feel it should be, focusing that flow with the rear hand. And if you don't sense the energies very strongly, let your imagination help you out, moving that hand to the point where you feel it should be. Just observing how that feels, or asking yourself, if I could feel it, what would it feel like? Attune to the source, connect to the earth, and trust.
Bear in mind the fact that every movement you make will be sensed within the energy field of your patient. So every movement should be gentle. Every movement should be respectful.
And move down now to the heart center. The front hand again, moving in or out to the place where you feel it should be. The rear hand focusing the flow. And perhaps After a little while, you'll readjust the position. Or perhaps the hands will remain gently, slowly, moving in or out, adjusting to the flow of energy in or out from this energy center connected to the source. And as you work, you may find that you close your eyes to connect to the source, to make an attunement. But do open them, at least occasionally, in order to observe your partner in a physical sense. The longer you work as a healer, the more comfortable you will become to attuning to the source with your eyes open.
It's also useful to open your eyes to ascertain the position of your hands. You may find that you move slightly off center and you need to gently move your hands back to the position at the center of the body, parallel to the spine.
The chakras align to the spine and each one roots into it. Even at the heart center where we now are, people often think the heart center is located to the left of the chest. The energy center roots into the spine, and the hands are correctly positioned at the center of the chest. And moving down the spine now, we move to the solar plexus. And again, gently moving that front hand in or out to the place where we feel it should be. And this may be because we feel a lot of energy is flowing there, or it may be because we feel there is no energy flowing. Healing is not a precise science. We follow our intuition and go with the flow. Adjusting that flow with the rear hand, constantly reaffirming your attunement to the source and feeling that connection with the earth. It's always wise to observe your partner as you work on the solar plexus. This can often be a center that triggers an emotional release. And working on this center or the next center may well be the time that you reach for the box of tissues.
Give the person their space still if this happens. Allow the emotions to be expressed, accepting them as a normal part of the healing process.
Your role as a healer is to attune to the source, to facilitate the flow of energy into the physical, and to allow whatever needs to take place to unfold in its own time. Moving on now to the abdomen center, the front hand before the navel, the rear hand behind the spine at the same level, moving the front hand in or out, sensing the flow of energy, and moving the hand to the place where you feel it should be at this time, focusing the flow with the rear hand, attuning to the source, aware of the flow through your own heart center, aware of your feet upon the earth, and aware too of the flow from the source directly into your partner. And moving then to the base center, working now with the hands on a diagonal, the front hand remaining in the lap area of your partner, the rear hand behind the back of their seat and below the level of their seat, so an invisible line between the two hands would pass through the base of the spine as we work now upon the base center.
Remember at this point that it's important to keep the front hand at a fair distance from the lap, as this is one of the very sensitive areas, and you must be seen to be behaving in the correct way.
Aware also that it's desirable to have a good connection with the earth and to have the spine in alignment. So just adjust your position so you're firmly connected with the earth and the spine is as straight as it can reasonably be. And once again, sense the flow of energy between the two hands. Attune to the source and allow the energy to balance. And so we complete the balancing of the seven major chakras, the major centers in the energy system, although there are many minor centers, such as the chakras in your hands, which you will have been aware of using. And now we begin to move around the energy circuitry of the body, keeping the rear hand where it is, at the base of the spine, and bringing the front hand over the shoulder of your partner and placing it at the top of their spine, behind the neck, at the base of the skull. And feeling the flow of energy now, coming out of one of your hands, along the spine, and receiving it at the other hand. And if you can sense this flow of energy along the spine, then all is well. But if you're unable to receive that flow of energy, or if you feel it's not as strong as it might be, move the hands slowly together along the spine until you can feel that flow of energy, and then stretch the hands slowly apart, stretching the energy like a piece of elastic until you can feel that flow from top to bottom of the spine. Some people will do this motion as a stroking action, bringing the lower hand toward the upper and stroking the energy away. Work in whichever way is more comfortable for you.
You probably will find you're working a little closer to the body than when you were scanning the energy centers, maybe just a couple of inches away.
So placing one hand behind the nape of the neck, bring the other hand to the shoulder nearest you, and again feeling the flow of energy between the two hands through the circuitry of your partner. Where you don't sense that, moving them closer together and stretching them apart from the nape of the neck to the tip of the shoulder. And moving on then down the side nearest you, from the tip of the shoulder to the elbow, sensing a flow of energy along that circuit, wherever you fail to detect it, or where it is not as strong as it might be, moving the hands closer together, and then stretching them apart, stimulating that flow of energy from shoulder to elbow, from elbow to wrist. And from wrist to fingertips and beyond, the energy circuits do not just stop at the skin, the energy flows on into the invisible realms.
And as you scan this circuit, so you remain attuned to the source, and you give, you channel energy, you scan, you channel.
One hand now at the hip, the other at the knee. And moving down, bring the hand from the hip to the knee, the hand from the knee to the ankle, checking the flow from knee to ankle. And then from ankle to toes and beyond.
Here it's also useful just to make your own connection with the ground. Ground the toes of the patient, bringing them down to earth.
And keeping one hand within the energy field of your partner, just move gently to the other side, preparing to work from the nape of the neck to the tip of the shoulder. And then moving down that side, nape of the neck to the tip of the shoulder. Tip of the shoulder to the elbow. Elbow to wrist. Wrist to fingertips and beyond. Hip to knee. Knee to ankle. Ankle to toes. And beyond.
And then again, ground. And if you choose to do so, gently move near both feet, drawing them together in your mind and grounding.
Placing your hands so gently upon the feet of your partner that at first they may not even be aware that they're there. And then making that connection a little more firmly within the physical as you begin the journey of returning the consciousness to the physical level. And from this position, at the feet of your partner, just look up and check that their hands now are turned palm down. And if not, just gently turn them palm down.
Make your approach to the hands very, very gentle, because the patient will be in a deep state. So be very gentle and smooth with your movements.
And this may be a point where someone who's come to you with a physical ailment may benefit from your laying on of hands. So perhaps if it's a knee injury, then you would place your hands now gently, sensitively, upon the knee.
Or on the shoulder, if that is the problem area, or maybe the back of the neck.
Or should you feel a need that when you've scanned the 7 major energy centers, there was one you felt you should go back to, then this would be the time to go back and just check the flow of energy at that point.
Remember that the information you have gained while you have been scanning is for your information and for your action. It's to be used rather than relayed back to the patient at the end of the session. Bear in mind, we do not diagnose.
Or you may find that having spent as long scanning the energy centers as we have in this session, that there is no need to go back for further work. So come now behind your partner, standing with your hands palm down above their shoulders, preparing to disconnect and seeing the energies, feeling the energies flowing down once more to a heavier vibration, to a physical awareness. So bring the hands now over the crown of your partner, mirroring the starting position, offering the work back up to the healing source, thanking the source that you have been used as a channel for the healing light, and recognizing that that energy has flown through you, not from you. And as you step back now, cross your hands as you detach from the energy field of your partner, and let the hands come down gently by your side, as you begin to center yourself within your own energy field. Becoming aware now of the feet on the ground. Becoming aware of your energy centers slowing down, returning to their normal running rate.
So mentally, check that your crown center has slowed a little. Then the brow. Calm the throat, the heart, solar plexus. Check the center around the navel and ground through to the base, being sure of your connection with the earth and your feet upon the ground.
Rub the hands gently together. Feel yourself centered in the physical. And then, when you're sure, come beside your partner and help them to do the same in whatever way you have agreed with them to finish the healing session. Ask your patient to feel their feet once more on the ground, to imagine the roots down into the earth, and to begin to draw the earth energy up through the roots. Feel it tingling through the toes, tickling along the soles of the feet, and rising slowly around the ankles, reaching into every part, refreshing, re-energizing, revitalizing, rising slowly through every aspect of their being. Take as long as it needs, and the last place it will reach will be the eyes. And when it does, and they're ready, they can open their eyes and gently rub the hands together as if washing them.
And now give your patient the time and the space to talk. Listen to what they have to say. And then, of course, complete their record card.